After much debate, Julie Causey steps in as acting borough manager, and leaders from Haines and Skagway ponder a local ferry authority. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. It was another long, animated assembly meeting in Haines on Tuesday with a few challenging decisions made. It was announced that borough clerk Julie Causey will step in as acting manager until December 31st. The idea of Mayor Jan Hill was originally on the table but was met with conflict, leaving the assembly divided. The assembly also rejected an appeal on a heliport near 26 Mile of the Haines Highway. The Haines-Borough Assembly is often divided on issues. That's no surprise. It's a diverse group of men and women of various ages, backgrounds, and political views. Tuesday's meeting was no exception, but the feeling in the room, which was almost full, was a little different. Things seemed to get personal between those behind the dais on a couple of different occasions.
I am working very hard to keep this separate from personal and pragmatic because I very much support the mayor, Jan Hill, in her office and the role that she plays in the borough. I'm too hesitant to do this, though.
That's Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer during the discussion about whether Hill should have been voted in as acting manager. Borough manager Dave Sosa's last day on the job is Friday. Diana Lapham responded.
She's willing to do this for no pay at the expense of her shop. She's willing to do that to help. And you know, that's what really, I'm really sad. Because the days of this community doing something like this are gone.
Lapham also listed several of Hill's qualifications and recent professional highlights and reiterated that the duration would be for less than a month.
But I'm talking people 19 days for a mayor who is up on everything that is going on in our borough to sit and to keep things moving until we can get an interim.
Friednauer maintained that she wasn't questioning Hill's qualifications, but rather the crossing of legislative boundaries and the fact that there is an organizational chart set up for an occasion just like this. Tresham Gregg said he didn't think it was appropriate nor advantageous to have Hill in the manager's seat. Mike Case, meanwhile, took it upon himself to contact a state government specialist who said it would be fine for the mayor to fill in as manager in this particular circumstance. The debate went on for a while, and just as the group was about to vote on the motion to have Hill take over, Sosa asked for a recess. He and Clerk Causey slipped out into the lobby and returned promptly. The mayor then announced that the problem was solved, and only after some prompting from Case did she announce that Causey would take over as acting manager. Causey will start her duties on Monday. Earlier, the issue of the number of members on the Personnel Committee was also broached. That committee last week voted to recommend Hill as manager, but it was discovered afterward that there was one too many members. Here's Friednauer and Hill.
Are you going to remove someone from the Personnel Committee, or how is it going to get resolved?
Yes.
Okay. By Friday?
I'm going to probably put the names in a hat and draw one out of there, and that'll be the person that's no longer on the committee.
Gregg asked if the public could be present while that name drawing happened, so they decided to solve the issue right there. Case was the committee member booted off. The assembly also tackled the heliport dispute near 26 Mile. Last month, the Planning Commission denied a conditional use permit to Scott Sundberg, who owns Big Salmon Ventures and Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures. Sundberg brought his appeal to the Assembly, which in the past has approved it, but not this time. The Assembly voted against rehearing the Commission's decision. Here's Sundberg.
Everyone in that area, that 40-acre area, that all supports what I'm doing, we have rights too, to pursue business, to pursue our style of happiness, and not once was that given due weight.
He said that the commission's decision was based on hearsay and false information. In order to get a conditional use permit, a business has to meet 8 specific criteria. The commission deduced that Sundberg's operation only met 2. Sundberg cried foul.
This isn't going to go very far. And I think it's probably because you have a planning commission that's heard this for 3 or 4 years. And they've already made up their minds. They made them up 3.5 years ago, and whatever information you throw at them, they're not going to change their minds. It's either going to be decided in 2 weeks, or it's going to be decided in Superior Court.
Commission Chair Rob Goldberg told the Assembly that he wants to find a solution to this. He identified a few potential heliport sites that might be less contentious, including one at the end of Chilcat Lake Road.
I think if we can start a similar process to try to put a public heliport in a place where it's really not going to bother people, I think it could put this whole issue to rest And frankly, the Planning Commission is really tired of this conflict. We've been dealing with this for years and years and years. The whole community has. And I think there's a solution to this, but we really have to put some effort into it and maybe some money and make it happen.
Stay tuned to KHNS later this week for more on the assembly meeting. Could Haines, Skagway, and Juneau run their own Lynn Canal Ferry Authority? With budget cuts and reduced service to the Alaska Marine Highway, leaders from Skagway and Haines are considering that idea. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer and Haines Mayor Jan Hill recently met with Alaska Marine Highway Deputy Commissioner Mike Newsall to gauge his opinion. Now they're hoping to commission a study to determine whether a locally run ferry authority is feasible. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The ferry authority is just an idea right now, but Schaefer and Hill say it's time to take it seriously.
All we're looking at is more cuts and boats being laid up.
We're concerned. We need our ferries.
The Alaska Marine Highway is facing deep budget cuts from the state. In the proposed schedule for next summer, the Marine Highway would tie up two fast ferries and the Malaspina and Taku, slashing the number of port calls throughout coastal communities. Bart Henderson is a Haines resident who was part of a group that explored the idea of the local ferry authority about 15 years ago.
Looking at next year's schedule and how bleak it looks, it's just obvious to everybody that there needs to be some major changes made in the ferry system some way, somehow. I think all options, as they should be, are on the table.
Henderson, the Haines and Skagway mayors, and Skagway resident Jan Rentmore met with Ferry System Chief Newsall. Here he is.
The economic times that the state finds themselves in and the Marine Highway System finds ourselves in make it prone that looking at something like this might make sense now, and it deserves a look and an analysis.
Newsall says it's too soon to say whether the state would be supportive of the ferry authority. But he says if it provides more efficient transportation for Alaskans, he would be for it. Henderson thinks it has great potential to be more efficient.
A ferry authority would have the ability to start from scratch and design its schedule and its routes and its times and its capacities around the actual demand of when people want to travel.
Henderson says the Alaska Marine Highway is burdened with high costs from large vessels that run at less than full capacity in the winter. He thinks a Lynn Canal Ferry Authority could have smaller vessels that run multiple departures during the summer and then pare down service in the winter as demand drops. Hill says she wants to work with the state, not against it, in exploring this possibility.
If this is going to work at all, we will be working, you know, with hand in hand with the Alaska Marine Highway System, because it also has to, you know, connect with the rest of the system. So we're not trying to alienate ourselves. We're trying to make something work so that we can work and coordinate with the current Marine Highway System.
She says they have a model to work from. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority runs service between Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The IFA is run by a municipal port authority and governed by a board of directors made up of Prince of Wales Island and Wrangell representatives. Skagway Mayor Schaefer says the next step is to commission a feasibility study. He has directed the local ad hoc Marine Highway Committee to look into that.
Hopefully we can find some answers. I feel it's worth taking a look at, really. Just let's explore this.
For Henderson, it's exciting to see an idea he's supported for years resurrected.
Well, for a long time now, I've thought that there is a possibility that the Lynn Canal could have much better service at a much lower cost if it was operated on its own.
Haynes Mayor Hill says if communities want better ferry service, it's time to get creative. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.